This merchant, when that ended, was the fair, to Saint-Denis he gan for to repair, and with his wife he maketh feast and cheer, and telleth her that chaffer is so dear, that needs must he make a chevisance, for he was bound and a recognizance to pay 20,000 shields anon, for which this merchant is to Paris gone, to borrow of certain friends that he had, a certain francs, and some with him he led. And when that he was come into the town, for great charity and great affection, unto Don John he first goes, him to play, not for to ask or borrow of him money, but for to wit and see of his welfare, and for to tellen him of his chaffare, as friends do when they be met I fear. Don John him maketh feast and merry cheer, and he him told again full specially how he had well y bought and graciously. Thanked be God, all whole his merchandise, save that he must in all manner wise maken a chevisance as for the best, and then should he in joy be and in rest. Don John answered, "Certes, I am fain that you in health are comen home again, and if that I were rich, as have I bliss, of 20,000 shields should you not miss, for you so kindly this other day lent me gold, and as I can and may, I thank you by God and by St. James. But natheless, I took unto our dame, your wife at home, the same gold again, upon your bench. She wot it well, certain, by certain tokens that I can you tell. Now, by your leave, I may no longer dwell. Our abbot will out of this town anon, and in his company must I gone. Greet well our dame, mine own niece sweet, and farewell, dear cousin, till we meet." This merchant, which that was full ware and wise, creanced has, and paid eke in Paris to certain Lombards ready in their hand, the sum of gold, and got of them his bond. And home he goes, merry as a popinjay, for well he knew he stood in such array, that needs must he win in that viage 1,000 francs above all his costage.